Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus set at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment. Luke 7:37. The spiritual condition of this woman is described as a sinner. This word describes those who have fallen from the moral standard of God. Sinfulness is a universal condition that has affected the whole of humanity. The verdict of God is that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. Sin causes us to be separated from God, leaving us in a state of spiritual hopelessness, having no hope and without God in the world, Ephesians 2:12. The inevitable conclusion of sin is death, for the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. Christ has made it possible to avoid this tragic end. But God commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 5:8. Christ would seal a covenant between humanity and God that would remove the guilt and penalty of sin. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Hebrews 10:16-17. Christ came in human flesh to become a sin offering. As a lamb without spot was offered under the law of Moses, now Christ would be the perfect lamb that would satisfy God's payment for transgression. Jesus Christ without sin did now once in the end of the world appear to put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, Hebrews 9:26-28. Upon Jesus was laid the sin of the world. Jesus was, as John saw Him, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world, John 1:29. In Jesus the sinner has cleansing, reconciliation unto God, and eternal hope. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, Romans 8:3. Even though humanity had violated God and disrespected His law, God still expressed divine love. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lust and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, Titus 3:3-6. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.